Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's up? This is DJ JC for Green Brooklyn. I'm with your host, Tanya E, a.k.a. Miss Right Now. We on Sound Off, Only Fear Fears, but fear does not live here.
In a place to be, just for you, it's the Ultra Magnetic MC.
Say what? Here comes the hell with challenges, crime. Cause the jam is just moving, the crowd is steady moving. You a super sonic tank with high and stupid bass, with some pep in the step. Cause the beat is so funky, the pace is well kept coming.
Money Mike.
brother Kevin Cash. Denise.
Hello.
Hi.
What is going on, family? What had to play that completely out? That was legendary Ultra Magnetic MCs. Yes, BX family. Yes, that's cool. Keith said G, TR, love, and Mo love. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you all something. Today we are having a very great day. Actually, I'm going to just let y'all know. See, I'm so off. My special guest is on the other line. We had a little conversation earlier, so he knows about what's going on this end. So, but before I get into it, I want to thank each and every one of you all for joining us today on Sound Off. Only Fear Fears, but Fear Does Not Live Here. And I'm your host, Miss Tanya E., also known as Miss Tanya E., a.k.a. Miss Right Now. And if you're listening live, we thank you so much for tuning in. And if you listen to our archive show, we thank you so much for coming back. And know that your time is never taken for granted. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Today is, what is today? I got my days all mixed up. If y'all have no idea what this is, girl's going through. March 15, 2016, Tuesday. And it's a beautiful day here in the Charlotte area. And I'm truly blessed to have one of my longtime buddies, my friends from, it's been almost 20-something years, past 20 years, from the music industry. And I just had to bring him on our show, family, introduce you all to him, and let you all hear his journey upon how he got started in the culture of hip-hop, in the part of being a role manager and a DJ. And also I heard he does a little 1-2, drops it like that. So we, without further ado, family, I would like to introduce you all to our special feature guest, Ultra Magnetic MCs, road manager and DJ JC. Are you there, King?
Good morning. Good morning. What's up? How you feeling?
Man, listen, I'm over here with a bottle of water. I don't know what is going on with this old lady. Yesterday was the National Napping Day as well as the National Pie Day, and I'm up here like still trying to act like I had both, and I just took a nap. Welcome, JC.
Thank you so much. You just took me back. I was just sitting here whopping, you know, take you back to the old days back when it started. And you know, I just want to thank you for having me on, and shout out to you. And everybody out there listening.
Well, thank you so much, Brother JC, for giving us your time. Actually, even though we conversate here and there, and Mr. Pie Man that you were around Christmas time, we won't let that one, you know, you was Mr. Patty LaBelle Pie. You ain't have to sing. You was doing shipments.
And I want to thank you, too, because you gave me a shout-out boost on that. And that was a beautiful thing. And thanks to everybody that supported me. I ate off of that pie good.
Hey, it's all right. That's what we do, NYC. You come from Fort Greene. So let us listen. Now, give us a little bit of who you are, Mr. JC, because as I gave that small, brief introduction upon who you are, let our listeners know on who DJ JC is.
JC, Fort Greene, born and raised, Brooklyn, New York. Saying that, where's the Myrtle? Got down with the group back in the near Mo. We lived in the same building from 1973 to 2012 when I moved out. So that's always been a big brother and a guidance to me. And he's the one that actually got me started in the whole game and brought me in. I used to go to his house. Actually, at first, we didn't get along at first back in that day. Then, you know, after being a pest, took me under the wing, showed me him and a brother.
You being a pest to him, or he being a pest to you?
Both.
Okay, awesome. Then, y'all really dig each other. That was just like some other stuff going on.
Another brother by the name of Peter Watson. He also was in a big influence. We all used to battle, and you know, Mo had all the Ultimate Breaks and Beat records, so we all used to put on records and cut them back and forth, and see who had the best flashes and scratches and cuts. Said always was, you know, Mo's cousin, so I used to see him coming through. But, you know, it was just they was coming up, doing their routines and so forth. Keith used to bring girls over to Mo's house. Trev was always in the background chilling. And, you know, of course, I used to see Tim Dog when they would do shows, and Mo would leave his turntables up in the Bronx, and me and Al, which is Mo Love's brother, would go up to the Bronx and bring the turntables back. So we used to see Tim Dog in there. So Rooney was the first road manager. Then I came in 91. So they had did their first project without me. I helped oversee the second and third. We had this thing in the studio, and Trev used to have these bass filled beats. I used to say it's not breathing. So anytime you hear that term, that was something I came up with. Track is not breathing.
Oh.
The first and second album, I was there. Then on that fourth album, you know, just as all groups, we have our little back and forth. And, you know, I want to shout them brothers out because they showed, taught me, and took me around the world and taught me a lot of things. So definitely there's no love lost. You know, it's just like being
right.
traded. You play for a different team now. So now,
right.
you know, JC, formerly of Ultra Magnetic. But I love them brothers, and, you know, I always will. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you still do shows with them that I do know, right? Correct? Because I, you know, Cool Keith.
No, not
mm-hmm.
recently.
Go ahead.
Not
recently.
No.
Okay.
They brought on another guy, Push Buttons, while they rock out.
Okay, I heard that. We're gonna let that slide. Okay. very witty. I heard that.
No,
okay,
but I love those
so
guys.
You
I love
said...
those guys to the heart.
Right,
you know?
Right, and again, Ultra Magnetic.
He had me DJing with him on some shows too. So definitely.
Well, I thought Tim Dog was.
No, I'm saying.
I thought he was dead.
Just,
oh, rest in peace.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He also took me to do shows with him as well. So it's cool.
Okay. So
but I got
okay.
New
so yeah,
now.
Mad shout out, mad love, huh? Look, we gonna okay.
We
gonna keep it moving.
New stuff.
We moving on to new stuff.
Yeah.
JC, okay now, with the culture of hip hop, because you know I can't even remember when we met and where we met, but it was sometime around that time.
I think it was at one of those new music seminars. Because remember, they used to have the hip hop back then was the culture was so beautiful because you had a lot of venues for networking and reaching out. This was pre-internet and all that stuff. You used to go to the New Music Seminars, the Impact Convention in Jersey, the Jack the Rappers, the How Can I Be Downs. You had all those venues to go out and reach out and touch these people. Also, when you was in the clubs, you also was in there with the Jets, the Giants, you know, Knicks players, and you see Heavy D on one side of the bar, LL, Puffy. It was a beautiful thing back then. And the said now,
well,
we
why don't you speak on that?
We used to have a spot.
I think it could have been in the tunnel.
Right under the light. Maybe so.
I think it may have been in the tunnel.
And we used to stay.
Well,
every
let's
week.
Speak about that. I don't mean to be cutting you off. Let's speak about that because that's one of the things. The reason why I brought you on the show as well is for our listeners to get to know who you are and how you got into doing the road managing and DJing, but also the atmosphere that we had back in the days in our hip hop cultures in the 90s that led up until maybe the early 2005 or 2006 before it
right.
turned the leaf. So let our listeners know like your perspective on what it was then and what it is now, because as we know, the industry has changed drastically and it's
right.
not looking healthy, but the music is still being played, you know, DJs are still whack or spinning. Well, maybe not spinning, but our original DJs like yourself still mixing and dixing on the 33s and the 45s. Tell our listeners
right.
about a little bit about your perspective from that era.
That era, it was great, especially going up to Rocksteady Park and like I said, going to the new music seminar to the DMC DJ battles. I used to go up there, like I said, with Mo, and I went up there with Cool Keith, and you know, we'd go see the MC battle and the DJ battles. But like I said, Mo was the one that brought me in, taught me, showed me, caught my interest. Then by me being with him all the time, going to the shows and going to the studio, everybody was like, oh, this guy's always around. He knows what goes on. We put him down as the road manager. So the group adopted me in, and we went around. We did our shows. We made our money. And we had a lot of fun. Yes, we fought and we argued, but we had a great time, and we made history together. So that's something that can never be denied. And like I said, it was a great time. You got with the looked at the forefathers that came ahead of us. You know, you always got to look at Cold Crush. You just got to look at everybody from then on. You know, the Run DMCs, the Treacherous Three, the Fearless Four.
those are guys that I constantly was listening to, as well as I studied the Theodores, the Flashes, and let me tell you a true story. I think it was 91, 92. EPMD came out with Got to Give the People Remix. And back then, you know, we had downtown Brooklyn, was a spot called Jackpot. I went to my boy, he was like, yo, we got to get that record, boom. So this is Mo's brother, Al. And we went home, we put it on, because Mo, when he used to go out, we used to sneak and get on his turntables. Because when he was there, he would never let us touch it, and touch the record. So we was playing this record, and Al said, Jay, that's how you scratch. That's how you scratch. When you scratch like that, then you'll be the man. He said something else, but I just said, you know. So I said, I said, okay. So I kept putting on that record, and I, from that day on, I had studied scratch, and I used him as a tool, him and Rock Raider, and as well as Red Alert, Chuck Chill Out, Molly Marl, Mr. Magic, and so on. So shout out to all those guys, you know. And but coming from Fort Greene, I always looked at, even though I was hanging with Ultra and doing the shows with them, I looked at Dana Dane as like a superhero, because like I got up one Saturday morning, the thing that we used to always do with each other, we get some drinks and watch Soul Train. We tape it on VHS and rewind it and watch the Soul Train line, look at the girls. So waking up to see somebody 2 days before you play basketball with on the basketball court and on Soul Train, he's like, oh, Dana Dane is on Soul Train. He's calling everybody on the phone three way, yo, turn on Soul Train. Dana Dane is up there. So coming from Fort Greene, you had a lot of talent out of there on the basketball scene as well. You know, with the Bernard King, you know, Tiffany. It's a lot of cats. Brian Brown, I keep forgetting. It's a lot with my Omar Cook. You got Brooklyn Assault Team, Fort Greene Assassins, Paula Perry, Don P. So Fort Greene was rich and thick in talent. And like I said, the music scene back then, you appreciated going to the shows and seeing the people that you look up to and you respect. And that's what it was all about.
It was more support then. Respect and support. So we was like, we were family. We was creating bonds with each other, you know, because we seen each other every week. And like you said, you know, somebody from your neighborhood now on TV, you're like, oh my gosh, like I can do that too. So with the culture itself played a major part with us kids being born and raised in the 70s and being teenagers in the 80s into our adulthoods in the 20s. Tell us a little bit, because I know you told me that you're working on two projects. We actually have a caller that's actually on the line, so I want to make sure we give them a chance to bridge in. But let us know exactly what you're doing now, because now, you know, we all older, and some of us went a different direction, and then some of us are still, you know, in the situation here and there, and you kind of told me something, but I want our listeners to know what's going on with you.
Just like time, as time you grow and you expand and you branch out. So I'm out here in the South now, but I'm still keeping my hands connected out there. I got out here, it's a guy, Yumi Booming. He has a song on Dat Piff, Get the Pack Off. And then swinging back to Brooklyn, I got Jay Majors from Bed-Stuy. He's heating up out there. And, of course, man, it really don't need no introduction, Johnny Famous, a.k.a. Big Scoob, got a new single he just dropped, Like Me. So that's going to be the setting it off for this 2016. And we're going to go deeper, and we're going to keep on putting stuff out.
Now, what is your role with Johnny Famous and Jay Major at
Johnny
this time?
Johnny Famous, that's going to be gonna be a lot of support. Maybe I'll step behind the turntables with him. You know, he and I talk weekly, so, you know, a lot of things, anything is bound to happen. Like I said, I always wanted to do something with him anyway. I always respected him and his grind and hustle. You know, shout to the Hustle Mode team out there. But, yeah, definitely we're going to connect and collaborate on something. Jay Majors, we're going to do a lot of promotion and pushing, and I'll be DJing with him as well. So I've watched him come up out the ranks, so I just, you know, we pick each other brains and I just give him the knowledge I have and experience.
Okay.
And Yumi Booming, he's just doing his thing.
Okay. Because we know Johnny Famous, Scoob, Big Scoob. For those, again, that do not know who we're talking about, like JC said, is a backup dancer for Big Daddy Kane. And he's still doing his thing, too. So don't y'all front on us older cats on these dance moves. Johnny famous with the hustle mode and trend setting, and he's been doing a whole lot. So big shout out to him. Let's actually let this caller come in and see what's going on and see what they want to break bread with DJ JC. We got a 347-613. Are you there? Are you there? Okay, maybe you just want to listen instead. Please hold on. We had another caller there. They kind of like dropped off. Okay. Anywho, JC. Okay, so let's keep it moving, man. Okay, so we are so. I want to get a little bit more into the DJing and the music industry and the effect that it has now on our community, because you two are a parent. And we were kids at a time when our parents were older and trying to tell us, you know, what not to do and what to listen to. But our music was different then than what it is now. What is your perspective on our children's future with the music that is being played? And what part do you think that we need to put our hands in much more than we have slacked on before?
I think we need to get back to the fun and the respect, as you know, we said, you listen to all those records back in the days, everything sounded different, everything was different, but everything was hitting. Nowadays, you have a selective few that have hits out there, and you have the kids emulating that, and it's like I said, it was fun back then. You couldn't wait to see your favorite artist. You couldn't wait to go out. I remember I used to save my lunch money to go to Beat Street, Jackpot Music Factory, just to buy the records. You know, I collect a lot of records. I have my parents' collection as well, 45s and albums and singles and so forth. You know, so I used to go to the Roosevelt Hotel with Mo and Music Factory when it was back on 42nd, and we used to go over there. A guy named Stan that used to sit at the door. You hum the melody. He knew every record, everything you knew about. Owned the record store up in Parkchester. So, like I said, the music was always there, and just having knowledge of what it was and, you know, where to find that little break that you wanted. And that's why I said those, we used to cut up those ultimate breaks and beats, just having fun. And also, too, moving into the new millennium, that's another thing, like I said, I got to give Johnny Famous a shout-out for. He was telling me about the controller. He said, Jay, I know you got your turntables. They're heavy carrying around. Get this controller. This is what's happening right now. Because I was about to buy the new Serato mixer. And he said, you might as well get this. Everything is in it. So, of course, like I said, at first I was anti-digital. But I'm getting left in the dust with this. So I said, let me step up my game. So I'm rebuilding my little setup. And like I said, I never did stop DJing. I've always DJed and I always will DJ with the vinyl and so forth. I keep my collection. I keep adding on as I go to these little shops. I always see that. And that was one of the fun things about touring. You go to these record shops and you find vintage stuff you can't find or stuff that was only released overseas. And I've been blessed to go around the world and see different things with Ultramagnetic and with Cool Keith. So, like I said, I got to always give a shout out to those guys, and I've always projected them and represented them in a positive way, you know.
So okay. That's well, fine. Listen, we got another caller, because you had one more part of that question you did not answer. So we're going to go to that caller and let them break bread with us, and then we're going to come back to you, and you're going to finish that last part of that question. 347-535. Come on in and break bread with us. To who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Mr. Six the Barber.
Mr. Six, what up?
What's going on? What's going on?
That's my personal stylist. When I come to New York, when I come off the turnpike, I go straight to him first before I visit the family and everybody else, all the streets and stuff. So that's my man, Six Mill.
Yes, sir.
Mill, that sound like a drop for real. Welcome, my king. Welcome. Break bread with us and tell us how you know our brother besides cutting his hair. And what is your, are you from Brooklyn, just to say, I'm going to assume. And you know about the culture. You're from Brooklyn, so go ahead on. I'm going to give you about a minute and a half to express yourself.
Well, I would like to say that I've known this brother from church back in the days. And what I will say is, while he was traveling and doing all of that, I used to, you know, follow some of the same people he followed and did some of the same things he did. But one thing I would say is he has always kept his head and kept a level mind about things. But I do want to ask him one question.
What's up?
Where do you go to get your haircut, man? Because you be looking amazing in all these pictures.
I go to Levels in, on Fulton Street, right off of Vanderbilt. Levels Barbershop, you know.
Levels Barbershop.
I think it's, what, 330 Fulton Street? Something like that. I mean, 930 Fulton Street, something like that.
915 Fulton
okay,
Street.
Okay, we just...
Right, yeah.
We just dropping, what you call it, shouted out promotions. All you had to say was, Miss Tanya E., can I just shout out the barbershop, man? Get the address right at least.
No, but in church, at 9 years old. I'm 45.
Okay.
At 9 years of age, I met this brother in Sunday school, and we've been tight ever since. I love that man. He's been a big influence as well.
Outstanding with that. Well, that's God be the glory on that brotherhood connection, because I think we need that more now than ever. We all about 45,
yes.
46, so it's some things that we need to make sure we go back to the books, and that means that wooden seat, if not the wooden seat, outside and bring the book, because ooh-wee. So, Mill 6, we appreciate
right.
you, bro. Is there any
Thank
message
you
want to give out to those barbers that may not be cutting right? Or shout out where you at, because we don't have no problem doing that, babe.
Well, I tell you what, the New York City Barber Battle was coming up March 20th in Brooklyn and May 29th in Staten Island. Step your game up, get your name up. If you ain't in it, you can't win it. You know? So, yeah, that's how we doing it.
Ouch. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it from King 6 Mills. Get it right or get it out. Okay.
Yes.
Bro, we appreciate
yes.
you for calling. Uh-huh. You got something else to say?
My man. No, I was telling him, yo, good looking out, man. Appreciate you. Love you,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
Appreciate you, King. You have a blessed week, okay? And we, JC, give me the info so we can make sure we post it just the same. All right, bro. You have a blessed one.
Right.
And thanks again for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Okay, JC, we have one more caller. Let's see what's going on with this caller here. Caller, are you there? Can we break bread with you? You want to break
I'm
bread
here.
With us?
Can
Ooh,
you hear
we
me?
Got a sister calling in. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes, please.
Well, this is Renita, and
uh-oh.
I am JC's friend from years ago.
Second
okay.
grade.
Oh, you're doing a reunion over
20.
Here. Oh.
That's 20.
Yes.
Renita.
Yes, 20. And I just called in just for the support, to show him that I'm supporting him. And, you know, thank you so much for supporting my daughter. And it's all love.
Renita, yeah. Well, thank you. You said you know JC since second grade, so let us know something that we may not know that he did in class.
He was
Let's shout it out.
He was a class clown. He would smack booties and run.
Wait, Renita,
yeah,
I think that was like our ever situation. We'd be like, stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my thing, and that's where my new persona that Black Hugh Hefner thing is. Black Hugh Hefner, I try to present that style and stuff, and I rock my ascot, and I found a lane, and I jumped in it. But like she said, I've always been attracted to the women, and I used to smack butts and run.
Yes, he did.
Well, that's why you friends with Scoob Lover, a big Scoob. Renita, we thank you so much for calling in, sis, and thank
you're
you so
welcome.
Much for supporting our brother JC. That's what it's about. We us supporting each other because
yes,
we all
welcome.
Are all we have. Okay,
yes,
you have a blessed week, sis.
Okay,
God bless you now. Okay,
thank you.
Bye
bye
now.
And let me just say this, Tony. Her daughter, Nyana Button, she does a lot of modeling and stuff in catalogs and stuff. So, a very beautiful young lady, very talented, 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Wow. So she's into the modeling. Okay. Well, again, JC,
yeah.
My whole thing is, you know, we have to make sure we share the love and spread the word, and we have the venue to do that. So I'm
right.
open to it, you know. You know, I don't do no negativity, but I keep it. I keep this show is unfiltered, but there's still
right.
some things that I will not allow myself to speak about because I still
fear,
do have respect and morals for myself.
Fear does not
so.
Live here.
Hello. Well,
like
yeah,
that.
You
I
finally got that. Look at
I
here. Look
it.
At here.
Fear,
y'all don't know. Y'all don't know how long it took JC to get that right.
That's a nice little tongue twister. Put that in a lyric or something.
Fear fears, but fear does not live here. But listen, JC, before we go, I told you 30 minutes going to go by fast. But listen.
Okay.
That second part of the question that I needed you to answer is.
What's up?
What do we need to do at this point? Because like Mill Six said, we're 45. God sees fit.
Right.
I think I said 47 the other day, but no, I'll be 46 next month if God sees well. If
okay.
it's God's
okay.
will.
That's what's up.
We're getting older than, we're going towards 50s. Some people are already in their 50s and going towards 60s, but we don't look our age.
Mm-hmm.
There is something
right.
that we need to do right now that we can't pass the buck anymore. And it is a lot of the cause has been because of our music that we're allowing to continuously be played and drawn into the ears of our kids. Some kids are versatile. They, you know, able to decipher on what is good and what is okay and what is just right, not right. But as adults, as a father, as a man from the industry that knows the industry, to what we see today, as myself being a mother, as a woman that knows what it is in the biz, in the industry, what is your perspective on what we need to do right now for the community? Because we had a whole lot of talks before. We had a whole lot of them breaking CDs. We had a
mm-hmm.
whole lot of stop this. At this point, I'm not going to go too political, but we are in a
right.
dire state of an emergency. So what is your perspective?
From my perspective, I think we all need accountability. You know, we have to grab our own, teach them, and then reach out. Like they say, each one teach one. And, you know, just get back to the basics and let them know it's okay to smile. It's okay to have fun. It's okay to love one another instead of going against each other. And you know, and that's the thing I've learned. And, you know, especially living out here and, you know, the friendliness of you walking by, driving by, people hands go up. We got to get back to that. You know, New York, I know everybody talk about the New York state of mind, and that's cool. You know, I lived that for 42 years, but at some point in life, you got to put your big boy pants on and say, you know what, it's a different way to do things. And that's something my father always guided me and taught me and showed me, even to this day. It's like, it's more than one way to do things. So we have to get back to the basics, let our kids know what is acceptable and what isn't. You know, just it's all education and love and prayer.
Amen. Y'all heard that? That's what I'm talking about. Our brother, our king, DJ JC, formerly of Ultra Magnetic MCs, but always loving the brothers of Cool Keep, said G, TR Love, and Mo Love, and everyone that called in with Nita and Six Mills. And we don't know who that 347-613 is, but we thank you for calling in. And, brother, I thank you so much for granting us your time. We'll make this, we'll try to bring you back. Not try to, we'll bring you back on because there's a lot of things
you.
Going on. And I want to hear your perspective just the same because
yes.
it is our voices that need to be heard. And even though we don't get on the major outlets, we still have a venue to voice our opinions. We have a venue to voice our concerns. And as I said to you on the phone prior to us speaking on here, you know, our grassroots movements are still active, you know, and
right.
from my perspective, I believe we need to get back to it because our foremothers and forefathers didn't look for grants and TV coverage, media coverage to make it happen for us to have the pavement that we're able to walk on today. So we are
yeah.
now the elders and we have to pick up the pieces. We have to put our hands in the ground. We have to stop pass the buck, and like you said earlier, each one of us have to be held accountable for what we do and what we do not do, because we all have
right.
a part to play in this thing we call life and on earth. So, thank you,
cool.
thank you, thank you.
Thank you for
and we're
going to.
And I thank you, JC. BK all day, BX, you
yes,
know
ma'am.
How I roll,
you
too. NYC, but we are grown folks planting the good seeds in the ground, family. So y'all make sure y'all do what y'all can do. You've been listening to Sound Off, Only Fear Fears, but fear does not live here. I am your host, Miss Tanya E., also known as Miss Tanya E., a.k.a. Miss Right Now. We had our special feature guest, Ultra Magnetic, formerly of Ultra Magnetic, MCs, DJ JC. Please be sure to check him out. And also the two artists, Johnny Famous, also known as Big School from Big Daddy Kane, backup dancer, and his new artist, Jay Majors. And we're going to prove this message, and we're going to go on out with another tune from Ultra Magnetic MC. So what we're going to do, we're going to make it funky.
Peace, love, and blessings.
God bless, JC. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ben.
Yo, what's up, Kuki?
Yo, what up, Fat Jay?
Yo, what's up, Trav?
What's up, Fat Man? What's over there? He's ready to get bit.
Oh,
yo,
Kevin,
you know what? I like this beat you brought.
Yo, told you about it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it into my ultra laboratory
word,
and hook it
man.
Up.
Hook
yo,
it up.
Bust this. Now, that's funky.
Oh, I tell you, boy,
we are. This is so funky that I'm going to send Mo back to the turntables, and you're going to call the rest of that mixtape.
Yo, get it now.
And we're going to do this. It's funky. I know you want to
yeah.
Ride my brother, right?
Yo, that.
Bust it, ready? 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, hey. I bought a band, send this on
know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go with my girls, I'm gonna drop this tape off. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see y'all know what I was doing. So, she's gonna be like, you know, she's gonna be like wondering where was I all this time. You know, she think a bum like me is always scheming.
DJ JC Fort Greene, Brooklyn. I'm with your host, Tanya E, a.k.a. Miss Right Now. We on Sound Off. Only fear fears, but fear does not live here.